What if the secret to better health wasn't about cutting out foods, but adding them in? While most diets preach restriction, less sugar, fewer carbs, no gluten, a different approach has been quietly transforming lives. It centers on one counterintuitive idea: eat more. More variety, more plants, more flavor. This isn't about deprivation or willpower. It's about feeding the trillions of microorganisms in your gut that influence everything from your mood to your immune system. These microscopic allies thrive on diversity, and when you nourish them properly, they return the favor by protecting your health in ways science is only beginning to understand. The goal? 30 different plant foods each week. It sounds ambitious until you realize that herbs, spices, nuts, seeds, and whole grains all count. Suddenly, that morning oatmeal with berries, walnuts, and cinnamon represents 4 plants before you've left the house. Plant-based isn't plant-only or endless lettuce. It's a spectrum, from vegan to flexitarian, with most people landing somewhere in between. Your gut microbiome operates like a rainforest. Biodiversity keeps it healthy. Eating limited foods repeatedly creates imbalance, triggering digestive issues, inflammation, low energy, and illness vulnerability. Fiber is where the magic happens, not one type from supplements, but nearly 100 varieties across different plant foods. Each feeds different bacteria, producing unique beneficial compounds that lower cholesterol, stabilize blood sugar, and generate short-chain fatty acids that reduce inflammation and support brain health. The 30 Plant Points weekly target offers remarkable flexibility. Whole grains, fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, seeds, herbs, and spices all count. Different colored varieties count separately. Red and green cabbage both add to your total. Fresh, frozen, dried, and tinned all qualify. 6 principles guide this approach. Make plants your foundation. Hit 30 weekly plant points. Choose whole over processed. Focus on inclusion rather than exclusion. Eat mindfully with genuine enjoyment. And share meals when possible. Not all plant foods are equal. Studies tracking over 200,000 people revealed a stark contrast. Those eating whole plant foods had 25% lower heart disease risk, while those consuming processed plant foods, white bread, sugary cereals, vegan junk food, had 32% higher risk. Each plant group offers unique benefits. Whole grains provide sustained energy and B vitamins. Fruits deliver antioxidants. Vegetables offer vitamins, minerals, and fiber with minimal calories. Nuts and seeds pack healthy fats and protein. Legumes combine protein and fiber exceptionally well. Herbs and spices contain concentrated anti-inflammatory compounds. Phytochemicals, tens of thousands of plant compounds giving foods their colors and flavors, work like an internal pharmacy, neutralizing free radicals, regulating hormones, and supporting immunity. A single apple contains roughly 300 different phytochemicals. Ugly fruits often contain more beneficial compounds because environmental stress triggers plants to produce more protective chemicals. The protein question? Animal products contain complete proteins with all 9 essential amino acids, while most plant proteins are incomplete. But eating varied plant sources throughout the day provides all needed amino acids. The traditional 5-a-day guideline ignores the gut microbiome. Those trillions of microbes want variety. Aim for 30 plant points weekly. We're facing a health crisis that's become background noise. 1 in 6 people struggles with mental health issues. Diabetes diagnoses have doubled in 2 decades. Inflammatory conditions, allergies, autoimmune diseases, chronic pain are skyrocketing. The hopeful part? Roughly 80% of chronic disease risk comes from environmental factors we can control, particularly diet. Most chronic diseases can be prevented or significantly improved through food choices. Despite 300,000 edible plant species, over half of humanity's energy comes from just 4: rice, potatoes, wheat, and maize. Our ancestors ate far more diversely, and their microbiomes reflected that variety. Diversifying plant intake delivers 4 key benefits: preventing nutritional deficiencies, increasing eating pleasure linked to longevity, creating nutrient synergies, and cultivating a diverse gut microbiome that protects against inflammation and chronic disease. Strategic food pairings maximize absorption. Fat boosts lycopene from tomatoes, vitamin C enhances iron from spinach and lentils, and black pepper increases curcumin absorption from turmeric by 2,000%. Food sensitivities often worsen with restrictive diets because your gut loses the bacteria that digest eliminated foods. The solution isn't permanent elimination, but gradual reintroduction. About a quarter of all prescription medications derive from plants. While food shouldn't replace prescribed medicine, plant-rich diets significantly impact health by optimizing the gut microbiome, which influences virtually every system in your body. Your gut communicates with your entire body through three pathways: the immune system, nervous system, and circulatory system. This explains why diet affects seemingly unrelated health aspects, from mood to skin to joint pain. The enteric nervous system, containing hundreds of millions of nerves, functions as your second brain. Disruption along this gut-brain axis associates with depression, anxiety, IBS, autism, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's. The landmark SMILS trial showed people with moderate to severe depression following a Mediterranean diet were 4 times more likely to achieve remission after 12 weeks. Key mental health foods include oily fish, blueberries, rosemary, cauliflower, pumpkin seeds, and Brazil nuts. Your skin and gut maintain a two-way conversation through the immune system. An unbalanced microbiome triggers inflammation underlying eczema, rosacea, acne, and premature aging. Skin-supporting foods include green tea, dark chocolate, tomatoes, and avocados. About 70% of immune cells reside in the gut, where bacteria train them to distinguish threats from harmless substances. A disturbed microbiome produces poorly trained immunity that overreacts to innocent triggers. The microbiome influences hormone production and metabolism. Gut dysbiosis potentially contributes to PCOS, endometriosis, and infertility. When digesting plant fiber, gut microbes produce short-chain fatty acids that regulate appetite by suppressing hunger hormones. Different microbes vary in their ability to harness energy from food, potentially explaining why some people gain weight more easily. Calorie counting is fundamentally flawed. Food labels don't reflect actual digestion. Almonds provide 30% fewer calories than labels because whole foods require more energy to digest. Studies show people eating ultra-processed foods gain more weight than those eating whole foods with identical macronutrient profiles. The food matrix matters. An apple is more filling than applesauce, which is more filling than apple juice, despite similar calories. Fiber and water in whole plants create greater satiety, while thousands of phytochemicals benefit health beyond simple energy provision. Simply excluding animal products doesn't guarantee optimal gut health. Many vegan convenience foods are ultra-processed, containing isolated proteins and additives that disrupt gut bacteria. Vegans should supplement with B12 and algae-derived DHA, EPA, while focusing on nutrient-rich whole foods. Plant-based eating doesn't have to be expensive. Buy seasonal produce, bulk out meat dishes with legumes, prevent waste through fridge-raid recipes and freezing excess produce, and prepare your own snacks. Supplements and meal replacement shakes aren't equivalent to whole foods. While certain supplements like vitamin D benefit specific situations, most are unnecessary and potentially harmful. Isolated nutrients can be dangerous in high doses, whereas nutrients in whole foods come in safe, balanced amounts. This approach isn't about restriction, but enrichment, adding plants alongside favorites rather than eliminating foods you love. Ease the transition with simple habits. Add extras to every meal, explore new plant foods monthly, stock frozen produce, try different cuisines weekly, and use herbs and spices generously. Build a pantry with diverse whole grains, flours, dried and frozen fruits, nuts, seeds, legumes, and flavor boosters like miso paste and nutritional yeast. When shopping, scrutinize ingredient lists over front-of-pack claims. Choose items with whole foods in the first 3 ingredients, higher fiber, and minimal salt and added sugars. Watch for hidden sugars like glucose, dextrose, and syrups. Practice mindful eating. Paying attention to why and how you eat improves choices and digestion. eating while distracted causes less satisfaction and more digestive issues. Initially, your gut microbes may respond with bloating and gas. Minimize discomfort by building up gradually, staying hydrated, chewing thoroughly, keeping active, trying gentle yoga stretches, and applying heat to your stomach. Good gut health extends beyond diet. Chronic stress floods your body with cortisol and disrupts brain-gut communication. Quality sleep is essential. Just 2 days of sleep deprivation harms gut bacteria. The journey to 30 plant points weekly isn't about perfection, but progress. Every meal is an opportunity to nourish your internal ecosystem, whether adding an extra vegetable, experimenting with a new grain, or sprinkling mixed seeds on toast.